It's Kurt's day off, but he's on the program anyway. I guess the no rest for the weary.
Happy to be here, Tony.
Thanks so much. Well, when I saw the story, 4,755 people have decided to take the retirement deal from the state. That's 44% more than projected, and the state hopes to save more than $60 million. Seems like a good thing.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the goal, was to save the money. But I guess it depends on how you look at it, Tony. I mean, obviously, we're losing a lot of knowledge walking out the door, so a lot of people that know how to do their job are leaving, and that's going to hurt. So there'll be some retraining, obviously, of new people, but sort of a double-edged sword, I guess.
When these retirements start, what will be the start date and end date for most of them?
Well, we had there were three dates that people could apply for: November 1st, December 1st, and January 1st. 914 of those 4,755 decided to leave on November 1st. The bulk of the folks have decided to just hold on through the rest of the year, and they'll be leaving on January 1.
I find it interesting that in talking with a union representative yesterday, he seemed a little surprised and taken aback from the amount of folks that are going to leave. And he seemed surprised and a little bit nervous from the aspect of, as you mentioned, that's a lot of experienced folks leaving the state.
Yeah, it really is, and I'm sure that's a concern for a number of departments. I mean, the Department of Human Services got hit with over 1,300 people walking out, and I'm, you know, can only assume that many of those are caseworkers doing frontline direct service for, you know, clients or citizens of Michigan. So that's a lot of folks that need to be retrained and using, you know, technology, using the Bridges system, which they use for eligibility, and, you know, working with federal mandates and all kinds of different knowledge they have to have. So, yeah, it's a concern, and I'm sure a number of departments are trying to figure out now how to deal with that.
Of these 4,755, how many of those will be rehired, ballpark number?
Well, the way the legislation is written, Tony, it's a two-for-three replacement, but it also has a provision in there that says you can do a one-for-one replacement for direct service positions. So for folks like DHS caseworkers who are providing that direct service to the citizen, you can do a one-for-one replacement. So we're in the process now of trying to figure out how many of those one-for-ones are out there, because that then impacts, you know, how many other folks you can backfill. So there's a little bit of work left to be done to figure all that out.
Kurt, have you been placed behind the eight ball because these retirements are taking place so quickly, which isn't giving you time to get these new people who are coming in trained?
Well, it's, you know, we've known something's been coming for some time now. I mean, we knew something was in the works. So a lot of departments had looked at succession planning, and, you know, all the departments were encouraged to figure out, you know, if this does happen, what are we going to do? So, but now that we actually are now, you know, seeing where those positions are going to be leaving and doing that assessment, sure, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to sort of bite the bullet and figure out what we need to do. So it's not an easy task by any means, but I think it's one we can get through.
So how soon is the Help Wanted sign going to go up?
Exactly. I'm sure there's a number of them going up. It'll be an interesting time in state government, that's for sure.
Have jobs been posted yet?
No, not yet. And we're still, you know, obviously with a lot of folks still, you know, left before they leave, you know, December 1st and January 1st still out there. You can't post and backfill till after that. And then obviously the incoming administration is going to play a part here too. You know, they're going to have some decisions to make as to what they want to do. So, you know, with an outgoing governor and incoming governor, there's still, you know, there's a new team coming in that's going to have to look at all of this.
So there is no timeline to get these people replaced?
Not at this point, no.
Well, that's going to cause a lot of strain and stress because, as you know, especially when you talk about human services, community health, and corrections, the need is great.
Absolutely. Yep, it is. And then I think it is, to your point, it's going to be tough here for a little while, for a few weeks. But as we work through it, I think it'll shake out and we'll figure out what direction we're headed.
All right, Kurt. Well, thanks so much for your time. I have a feeling we'll be talking a lot over the next few months.
Feel free to give me a call, Tony. It was my pleasure.
All right.
And a shout out to all those great veterans out there today. Thanks for all their service.
Enjoy your day off. Thank you, sir.
You too, Tony.